When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Bob Murphy welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Chicago with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guest, Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue hillbilly, and Groucho Marx, the raucous revenuer. Tonight we're at the United States Veterans Administration Hospital at Hines, Illinois. And now here he is, Bing Crosby himself.
Hi, fellas. First off, I want to thank Bob Murphy of the Breakfast Club for pinch-hitting for Ken Carpenter tonight. How do you like doing a dinner show, Bob?
Well, just fine, Bing. But, look, why didn't you bring Ken Carpenter from Hollywood with you?
Well, you see, Bob, Ken comes from Peoria. I was afraid if I brought him back to Illinois, the sheriff from Peoria might come up and claim him.
Why, Bing? What, has Ken done something wrong?
Well, he's been announcing on the radio. You get 10 years down there for that.
I think I better change the subject quick here, boy. Well, how about asking you something about your trip east, Bing? Anything eventful happened?
Oh, yes. At Albuquerque, a couple of Indians named Sid Silvers and Fred Finkelhoff boarded the train, and they nailed me.
You sure bought a nice blanket from them, too, Bing. Now, you...
They didn't sell me this blanket, Bob. They had a brand new song. It's about a ball player who went to Albuquerque. Think the lads here might like it. Will you pitch me a downbeat, John Scott? Something underhanded, huh? His name was Lefty, a southpaw from Brooklyn, training in the Golden West. She was the belle of Albuquerque. Pull up a chair if you care to hear the rest. He was with the Dodgers out in Albuquerque when he saw Maria smile and nod her head. 'Cause his time was getting short, he started talking turkey, but she couldn't comprehend a word he said. With her lingo, he was having lots of trouble, so he made a pass like any southpaw would. And so right away, their two hearts hit a double. It was love, a language they both understood. Later on, he bought a Spanish dictionary, and he turned to page, I love you. And instead of sighing, how you hit me, Mary, he kissed her and said, you're almost dead. Now Maria sits and waits in Albuquerque. She's still catching flies, although they're far apart. He's a cinch to pitch next year for Albuquerque, 'cause he left her with a promise in his heart. All his Brooklyn fans are wailing, 'cause his pitching has been failing, and the bottles they are flailing, and the Dodgers they are trailing. He's pathetic now to watch her, got so Spanish and so hotcha, calls each lady fan muchacha, and the umpires cucaracha. And their fine Brooklyn fellow changed his name to Manuelo. They cry, we can kiss the flag goodbye. Though his pitching's getting wild and oh so jerky, Manuelo doesn't rave and throw his gloves. He knows he'll be in form in Albuquerque, 'cause Maria will be there to catch his glove.
Bing, say, the way you sang that song, it's just as terrific as your blanket.
Well, thanks, Robert, but you sound ominously like Ken Carpenter, knocking yourself out over a tune here the minute it's commercial time.
I know, Bing, but, you know, I got to kind of wind up tonight. It's a new pitch here on your show.
You never fear, Ace. Maybe you can get our radio commercials out of a rut, huh?
Well, look, Bing, the trouble is, I only talk about Philco refrigerators on the Breakfast Club.
Well, why don't we sell the 1201 with a freezer locker tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Slide a record in, take out a roast of beef.
Well, now you're talking. And think how much handier the portable would be with this summer for with the easy-out ice trays built in, you know.
Well, now, look, Bing.
Hot and cold folding doors and a built-in tea wagon. We'd have everything here.
Look, Bing, if you think Philco would really go...
Well, how could they help us? The research department has been gold-bricking on us, Bob. Let's feed them some new ideas.
Well, probably you listeners have seen plenty of table model radio phonographs, right?
Right. One listener heard from.
Okay. But you haven't heard anything till you take a listen to Philco's new table model with the automatic record changer. It's loaded with power, terrific on performance, and Philco's new changer handles up to 12 records, slick and quick. Just go hear it. That's all we ask you. Oh, and P.S. When you buy your new refrigerator, ask for the refrigerator with all the features. Hmm? That's Philco, too.
That's the one for me, boy. I recorded this song some years ago, but apparently even that didn't stop it from being revived again this year. Looks like you just can't kill a good song.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, as I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming the lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. What can I say? What can I do? After I've taken the blame. You say you're through. You'll go your way. But I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you.
That was Guilty, sung by Bing Crosby. I think he should demand a new trial, don't you, fellas? I could swear I just heard Groucho Marx's voice.
Most people do when they hear it.
Take a bow, Groucho.
No instructions, please. I'm an old ham at this game.
Bow. Groucho, I must say you built yourself up quite an interest. Okay, get him out of it. You certainly know how to milk an audience.
I sure know how to milk. When I was a baby, my nurse was Elsie, the cow.
A cow for her nursemaid? Did your folks want to be going to be a farmer?
Yeah, some parents want their children to be musicians, so they get them a piano. But me, I had a cow to practice on. I was very clever, though, Bing. I learned to milk Elsie before I could talk.
Well, you must have had a lot of pull.
Huh? Well, I certainly had my hands full.
You had plenty of full, though.
Yes, I was left holding the bag all the time.
That'd be nicely edited.
Yes, certainly well. There'd be nothing here at all. But I learned a lot from that cow, Bing.
What?
Not cow, Bing. Is that your name, cow? You know, I can still brush away flies with my tail. And that's not easy. Well, it'd be a cinch if you had a tail. Anyhow, Groucho, before we go completely dapper here, allow me to extend a warm, firm hand of welcome to Philco Radio Time.
Please do, but make sure that warm, firm hand contains a large, firm check.
You want a firm check?
Yes, the Philco firm, if you don't mind.
Well, now, Groucho, let's not be mercenary.
I'm not being mercenary, Crosby. It's just that I need money, if you'll pardon the expression.
Don't tell me you're broke.
Of course I won't tell you. I'm no blabbermouth. A few years ago, I had enough money to choke a horse.
What happened?
I made a mistake. I bet on the horse instead of choking him.
Well, since you took a bath at the Downs, Groucho, I'll scratch out a check for you.
Look, I'll do my own scratching. Just use a pen, huh? Mm-hmm. Here, use my pen. It's the old-fashioned kind. It uses ink.
Is it right underwater?
Certainly.
Will it write under $100?
I hope not. Of course it does. It also writes under Turan Bay. That's in case you want to talk taking.
Oh, look here. Well, I may as well fill out the check. What's your real name, Groucho?
My real name is Dame May Whitty, but you can't notice it until I start walking.
Okay, Grouch, here's your loot. By the way, what are you doing in Chicago anyhow? What's that?
Well, I came here to settle my uncle's affairs. He left me his entire collection of over 400 clocks.
And you're winding up the estate.
That was my line at rehearsal.
It looks like you're going to blow it, so I grabbed it.
The moral is, save your money and you'll never have to do guess shots.
You never miss.
That was my line of rehearsal. I never miss anything. I always bury myself in my work. And that's pretty dangerous when you work in a glue factory. Well, I said it and I'm stuck with it. Huh?
I didn't know you were in the glue business, old boy.
I just gave it up. That joke made me quit.
What's your record? What's your test?
Well,
here?
I'm in the sightseeing business. Yes. And believe me, you're a sight I'd like to show my customers, Dame. You're a sight even if I don't show you to my customers.
Whatever made you go in the sightseeing business?
I'll do anything to make a buck.
Anything?
Well, not anything. I've never been on Bob Hope's program.
Let us all pray you never sink so low.
Well, of course not. A man has to have... You have to have some standards. I'll never sink that low, Bing. No. If it doesn't stop raining around here, I'm going to sink lower than that.
Jolson in his April shower.
Yeah, that's what he's done. But I love Chicago. As a matter of fact, my grandfather's grandfather came here many years ago with a wagon load of coleslaw.
Why coleslaw?
Well, it took a lot of cabbage to live in Chicago those days.
That's the corned beef crowd applauding us. You know, my grandfather was a clever man. He certainly had a good head on his shoulders.
That wasn't his head. It was a girl he met in Indianapolis. Anyhow, Bing, right after the program, I'm going to take you on a guided tour throughout the city in my glass-bottom bus. I'll show you Chicago from every angle.
You really know this town?
Do I know this town? Mm-hmm. Well, I can remember way back when they had a Republican mayor.
Really? You go back.
Yes, I do. I may as soon as this is over. Now, Crosby, I have two tours. There's the $3 tour and the $5 tour.
What's the difference between the $3 tour and the $5 tour?
I'll thank you to keep a civil tongue in your head. When I want a conversation from you, I'll put in a requisition for it. Through channels.
Well, I still like...
The English channel, I think.
I'd still like to know the difference between the $3 tour and the $5 tour.
Well, on the $5 tour, we close the windows and we pass the stockyards.
For $2 extra, you should burn incense.
Make it $3 extra, and I'll burn the bus. You'll love this trip, though, Bing.
Clever, huh? We hit all the points of interest?
Oh, first I take you to the top of the Wrigley Building.
Oh, good.
I even show you the juicy fruit room. From there, I point out such interesting shots as the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's in San Francisco. You can't see the Golden Gate Bridge from the Wrigley Building.
I didn't say you could see it. I just said I'd point it out. As a matter of fact, you can hardly see Chicago from the Wrigley Building. After that, I show you Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls is in Buffalo.
Niagara Falls is in what Buffalo?
Buffalo, New York.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought you were trying to tell me that some buffalo had swallowed Niagara Falls. Well, let's not argue about the falls. Come up to my room and take a shower.
It's only water anyhow, huh?
Got you, I take
just
it.
Throw your hair in the bed.
Okay.
This trip is a fraud. It's a swindle. A sightseeing tour of Chicago should include the Field Museum, the Shedd Aquarium, Soldier's Field, the Planetarium, Lincoln Park.
All right, wise guy. Here's $5. You show me around town, huh?
Now, you even left out the Art Institute.
Well, if it's pictures you want, I'll sing you a song about a girl who has plenty of pictures.
I should love to hear about that.
I usually have a big vocal group to assist me with this number, but I left them at the Pittsburgh ballpark selling frankfurters. Yes, and that's probably the hottest thing they'll have at that park, huh?
Not too loud.
Now, Bing, would you mind singing me a few la-la-las to help me out?
I shall la-la-la until unconscious.
Just well,
pitch till you win, boy.
Here you go. If I am when ready, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattoo lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and...
To start this over, you went on the Michael.
I was on the mic?
No, you went off the Michael. No.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattoo lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso, even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. She can give you a view of the world and tattoo if you'll step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Patty or Washington crossing the Delaware. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Oh, Lydia, poor Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattoo lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of them all. For to bit she will do a mosaic in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day, you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here's Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, oh, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattoo lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh, Lydia, an encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
I said Lydia.
We said Lydia. La, la.
That was jolly, Groucho. Really very, very fine.
Never mind me. Congratulations on your part. I wouldn't be surprised if that would bring on a big wave of la-la-la-la-ling.
Nice little part I had, la-la-la.
Yes.
A leopard gets better spots than that.
Now, if you'll stand by, Groucho, I should like to present a very talented young lady.
This girl is a dish. She doesn't have that talent.
You're so right. Many of you in our radio audience have enjoyed this gal's records on Columbia and Columbia Album or had the privilege of seeing her at the St. Regis in New York, the Empire Room in the Palmer House, or currently at the Mark Hopkins in San Francisco.
The St. Regis, the Palmer House, and Mark Hopkins? What is this girl, a traveling bellboy?
No. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Miss Dorothy Shea.
Hi, thanks, Bing.
Well, it's certainly nice to see you, Dorothy.
Gee, Bing, ever since I've been in show business, I've wanted to be on your program. Now that I'm on it, I'm so scared I can hardly hold still.
Well, just grab a hold of me, Dorothy. We'll do a little rumba. No use wasting all that motion.
Listen, Crosby, are you going to introduce me to this girl, or do I have to go outside and run over myself with my bus?
Pardon me, Groucho, pardon me. Dorothy Shea, may I present Groucho Marx?
I'm mighty thrilled to meet you, Miss Marx.
Well, I should think you would be. Listen, Crosby, I thought you said this girl was a hillbilly. She's got shoes on.
How do you know? How do you know you haven't looked at her feet yet?
Mr. Marx is right. I have got shoes on. And boy, are my feet killing me.
Miss Shea, take my shoes. I'm sure you'll be much more comfortable in these. I've been walking around in them for years. And when I say walking around in them, I can really walk around in them.
Have you got a tour through them?
Yes, Oxford is on my tour of England. Take the shoes, Dorothy, huh? Took an awful lacing on that joke, huh?
Oh, I couldn't accept your shoes, Mr. Marx, but you're sweet.
I seem to be making progress. There will be a slight pause while I get rid of Crosby. Yeah. Dorothy, I'm running a special moonlight tour for two. Shall we go?
Gee, I couldn't think of going without my mother.
I'm glad you mentioned her. We need someone to drive the bus.
What about me?
You can take tickets. Say, Dorothy, that's a lovely gown you've almost got on there.
Thank you.
Must be made of sense, then. At least it takes my breath away. Hope may be pretty sore if he hears we did a sense-in joke.
No, he just got control of the yo-yo jokes and the bubble gum.
Shucks, Mr. Marks, I can't tell whether you're serious or just full of corn pone.
Well, shucks, Dorothy, I must be serious. I never ate any corn pone in my life. And by the way, aren't we a little too far north for all this southern pride dialogue?
Well, you see, Groucho, Dorothy hails from Florida.
You mean she came by storm? That's ridiculous, hailed from Florida, indeed.
Why, I've seen hailstones as big as oranges in Florida.
If Florida's so small, why doesn't it have oranges as big as oranges? Can you squeeze a hailstone and get orange juice?
Dorothy, while Groucho figures this thing out, how about a song, huh?
Okay, Bing. You think the boys would like feuding, fighting, and fussing?
Oh, I think it ought to have the place in section. Just stand right in.
Beyond the busy highway, beyond the city strife, we highly treasure and take great pleasure in our plain away home life. Feudin', a fussin', and a fightin'. Sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old grandma, why'd they have to shoot poor grandma? She lies neath the clover. Someone caught her bending over, picking up a daisy few. A fussin' and a fightin'. This is a wrong that needs a rightin'. Let's get that funeral service over, so then we'll go feud and fightin' again. Feudin', a fightin' and a fussin'. That's all that's going on with us. We are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet, all except when we happen to meet. Daughter, baby daughter, poisoned all the neighbors' skin. Daughter, shouldn't order, least though she could run like the dickens. They hit her with a shovel, feudin', a fightin' and a fussin'. No use of standin' here a cussin'. Polish the shootin' iron, mo, I'm gettin' again to go feudin', a fussin', a feudin' and a fussin' again.
Dorothy. Really, really sharp. But I've heard you sing that song many times before, and tonight it seemed a little short. Did you leave out something?
Well, yes, I did. You see,
I thought so.
Well, this is my first appearance on your show, and I didn't want to take up too much time.
Take all the time you want, Dorothy. After all, we don't want your pappy down here with a squirrel rifle.
I should say not. Come on, Dorothy. Finish up your tune.
Well, I'm kind of bashful, so I thought maybe you and Mr. Marks might help me out.
Well, okay, Groucho. Sure.
You want to help a lady in distress?
Sure will.
I'm fighting, a feuding, and a fussing. That's all that's going on with us. We are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet.
All except when we happen to meet. Daughter, baby daughter, poisoned all the neighbors' chickens. Daughter, sure daughter, at least till she could run like the dickens.
They hit her with a shovel.
Oh, cute and a crying and a fussing.
Ain't no use standing here a cussing.
Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's born.
And go feuding and fighting some more.
A fussing, a fighting, and a feuding. Why did that sheriff keep intruding?
He was a curious critter. Well,
it's a shame he was pushed down the well.
It's better with your shoes off.
Feuding, a fussing, and a fighting.
Oh, jump today.
This ain't no corner you can brighten.
Polish the shoe lines more. We're getting to you.
Feuding, a fighting. Feuding, and a fighting.
A feuding, and a fighting. A feuding, and a fighting.
Bring folks out of the hills, they ain't been to town for years. Never catch us, we got a head start on them.
I don't know about the start, but we sure didn't have a finish.
We sure did.
Well, Bing and Dorothy and Groucho, if you'll allow me to wave the olive branch amid all this talk of feuding and fighting, why don't we get together here on something everybody agrees on? Like Philco Radio, for instance. Why kid around about it? It's in the record that year after year, ever since 1930, you radio listeners have made Philco the undisputed leader of the radio industry because you agreed that a Philco radio gave you the finest quality and the greatest value for your radio dollar. And now that goes double for the 1947 Philcos. Back of every new Philco are not only the resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer, but all the wartime research from the Philco laboratories as well. You'll find that's equally true of Philco radio phonographs and table models, of the sensational new Philco Portable, as well as brand new inventions like the Philco 1201. Any Philco you buy is brand new all the way through. So look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Correct. Miss Peggy Lee turned this tune for us on the show some weeks ago. Show you how game I am, I'm going to try and follow her. How game can you be?
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you. When I do, I'll see you standing there. I'll lock my heart to any other caress. I'll never say yes to a new love.
love affair. I'll close my eyes for everything that's gay. If you're not there to share each lovely day, and through the years, those moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you with my heart. I'll close my eyes and see you with my heart.
That's about it for now. Fellas, I want to tell you it's been a real treat to get out here to VA at Hines Hospital.
That goes for me, too, Bing.
I'm glad that I could get out here, too, boys.
You going to hang around Chicago for a few days, Grouch?
No, I think I'm going to leave. Chicago's too windy for me and vice versa.
Man, that old wind was blowing last night, wasn't it?
It sure was. I went to sleep in the Ambassador Hotel last night, and I woke up this morning in the Shaman House.
How was the floor show?
Well, you should. I was on the ceiling. Huh?
You shouldn't have opened your window, Grouch.
If I go to bed in this town again, I wouldn't even sleep with my mouth open. I might find my bridge bike at the Edgewater Beach.
Who are your guests next week, Bing?
Oh, next week we got Irving Berlin and Al Jolson. They're going to huddle around the mic with me.
Well, I better leave my teeth here then. Huh?
Gosh, Jolson and Berlin.
Yeah.
I must make a note of that.
Don't bother. Just listen to Walter Winchell Sunday. He'll probably tell the world.
Walter's our press agent. Well, good night, Groucho.
Good night, Bing.
Night. So long, Dorothy.
So long, Bing. So long, Groucho.
So long, Dorothy. I'll see you at the bus.
Will you be in it?
In it? Don't be silly. I'll be under it. Oh.
Good night, folks.
Night.
Good night, huh?
This program was produced and transcribed in Chicago by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, and Bing's guests, Irving Berlin and Al Jolson. Groucho Marx will soon be seen in the motion picture Copacabana. Mr. Marx appears through the courtesy of his agent, who by an odd coincidence happens to be his brother, Gummo Marx.
Who by an odd coincidence has already spent his commission.
And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention from Philco, the leader.